Hello, everyone, and welcome to our program, There Is More to It. Birthdays are indeed a time to celebrate. Many will get all sorts of gifts, and the nicest thing we can do when we receive a gift is to use it. The best way to thank the giver is for us to use that gift in some way, some meaningful way, every day we can. As I approach my own birthday, I'm reminded of the gift of life itself. However, I'm also reminded that so many have a very myopic view of how birthdays are supposed to happen. So many have a very myopic view of when a birth is a blessing and when they are not. You see, so many folks fail to see the beauty of one more try after a miscarriage or look down their nose at a birth outside of wedlock. Well, hold on, my friends, because there is more to it. In Ecclesiastes 3, we read that there is a time for everything and a reason for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Ecclesiastes 3 goes on to name other things that happen at a specific time. Before we go any further, I want to remind you that the Bible is the inerrant Word of God, penned by 40 different folks who wrote in three different languages over a 1,500-year period. Now think about that. Yet it has one consistent message. Listen, two people can't agree on anything, much less 40 different folks from different areas over a 1,500-year time span. This often missed fact points to only one conclusion, a single author, and that, of course, is God. One book penned by 40 different folks who transcribed God's Word, all using their own language, over 1,500 years, and it has one consistent message. Yes, there is more to it. When you look, when you examine just this fact alone, the Bible can only be the Word of God. One consistent message compiled over 1,500 years from 40 different transcribers. That, my friends, is powerful. Now I call your attention back to verse 2 from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything, a time to be born and a time to die. Understand that is what God said. God appoints the time to be born. If you are the additional try after a miscarriage, such as I, or if you had or are a child that was conceived outside wedlock, get this, your time to be born was scheduled, was selected by God. You were chosen to be born, regardless of the circumstances of your conception. The realization that God chose you to begin with makes Christ's birth, crucifixion, and resurrection even more special. You see, He chose each of us to be, and He provided for each of us to be eternally with Him. Life is indeed a gift. It is a gift from our Lord, our Creator, our loving Heavenly Father. Your life is a gift that He selected for you. And as with any gift, the value of that gift is what you decide to do with it. Each of us are special because God appointed a time for us to be born. Each of us are special because Jesus provided that each of us can spend eternity with Him and the others who have accepted His gift of eternal life. Each of us have been given a gift from God. So what will you do to make that gift valuable to the one that first chose you? As you contemplate this question, I hope that you will get in church or look at areas in your existing church that you can make God's gift even more valuable. Birthdays are days for celebration. Use your gifts. You see, there is more to it. May the Lord continue to keep you and bless you. Amen.